Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Training Camp 2020, Locked and Loaded, is presented by Coase BMW. Here's Nick and Cecil.
To that Fireball VIP line. Byron Chamberlain, former Denver Broncos tight end, joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Byron, good evening. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Well, I've been looking forward to it because you can give me some more dirt on Nick Ferguson. So we'll get there. We'll get there eventually. But first and foremost, the tight end position, the way that it's changed from when you came out, 1995, seventh round pick, to now. And, you know, how tight ends are now seen more as pass catchers. In your day, it was more blockers and pass catchers. That's changing so much so that even tight ends now like George Kittle are saying, pay me like a receiver because I'm not really a blocker as much as they used to be. So let's talk about how the tight end is now the dangerous weapon in the NFL.
Yeah, it's definitely the most dangerous weapon in the NFL. You got to be so versatile to play it. And the thing about it is you got these big guys who can run, who can get out in the pattern. And then after they get the ball in their hands, they can get yards after catch and punish a smaller DB. So definitely the most versatile thing. And like you said, when I first got into the league, it was more of a tight ends were used as like an extra tackle.
Right.
And then you had the guys like Shannon Sharp emerge and that sort of tight end, and including myself, who were former wide receivers. So we added that to the game, but they still were looking for guys that were balanced. And especially in our offense, you have to get out and catch balls, but you also have to block for Terrell Davis at the time. So, we were looking for a lot of balance in tight ends. Nowadays, like you said, the game has changed. The rules have changed. They definitely are there to benefit the passing game, which I know Nick hates. And so if you can get an athletic tight end who can create those mismatches, man, you've got something going on offense. And I'm looking at our Broncos, and they got two guys that I really, really love that can do that.
Well, let us stay right there for a second, because Noah Fant is probably, one of those guys, and a guy who has come out of Missouri, place where you played your college ball, and Albert Okwuegbunam. Let's talk about Albert for a second. Now, the reason I liked him, because you can flex him out, and he could be like maybe a Tony Gonzalez or a Travis Kelce type of guy, because he has the ability to run because of the speed and how fast he is. But you had a chance to kind of really sit down and really talk to this guy. So when you've had those moments, what have you really gotten out of Albert Okwuegbunam, let me get that out of my mouth, that makes you think that he can be a great tight end for the Broncos?
The thing that I see is, he's so big and so fast, and he's a guy who makes plays just all over the field. He's a guy that, I'm just thinking of so many plays at Missouri when he's scoring 60-yard touchdowns and 40, 50 yards down the field making plays. So he is definitely that guy. But the other thing that I really, really like about him, and I was really impressed about, especially his last year at Missouri with the new offensive coordinator that they had, Derek Dooley, doing more, more pro-style stuff, putting them in line with his hand on the ground. He was not the greatest blocker, but he's a willing blocker, and so – to me, you're going to be able to learn the technique the more you do it. And you'll get coached up there in Denver the right way. And so I want to see if a guy is willing to block. Is he willing to stick his nose in there, put his body in there? And he is. So I just think he'll get better and better and better at that. And that will make him a tremendous asset on the offense. Along with Noah Fant, who another guy that I absolutely love.
Byron Chamberlain, former Broncos tight end and Super Bowl champion, joining us here on Nick and Cecil. And let's talk about Noah Fant and last year's rookie season. Some ups and downs, certainly, but, you know, really strong numbers overall from Noah Fant. Just explain to our listening audience why at the tight end position, maybe it's not as, you know, instant impact as, let's say, a running back that can come into the league. Like, tight ends usually take, a year or two to get going. Why is that?
You know, the thing about it is, and you just mentioned, with a running back, you can simplify the offense for him.
Right.
And you can give him two or three plays, four plays that he feels comfortable with, and you can run them over and over again. And then also you can actually put him in position on passing downs where he's not even part of the protection. You got a scat protection where he's in the route, he's not even checking anybody. So you can manipulate that. The thing about the tight end is you have to learn everything. You got to learn the running game. You got to learn the passing game. You got to learn the pass protection. You got to learn, when you're in there, which way is the line sliding? That's going to affect you, whether you're going to have help or you're going to be one-on-one with the defensive end or an outside linebacker blocking in protection. There's so much to learn at that position. Then, you take it back. You know, I remember when I played receiver in college in my first year with the Broncos, all I was concerned about was what is the coverage? Are they playing cover two? Are they playing cover three, cover one? When you're at that tight end position, you're not only worried about the back end, the coverage, but you got to learn the fronts too. So what is this front seven doing? Linebackers, defensive ends and what that combination is. Is it even front? Is it odd front? Do they blitz out of this? Do they twist out of this? So, and that affects you, getting on your route, or whether you got to stay in there to block and for protection, or who you're going to block in the running game. There's just so much to learn. You just can't simplify it. So a lot of, and I know it's a long answer, but a lot of tight ends really struggle. And I struggled making that transition from wide receiver to tight end. So, and you struggle until you get it.
But see, that's interesting because we have Pat Shurmur, a new offensive coordinator, and these guys are very young. They're learning a new offense for the first time. So how long will it take them? Because I know you say that it took you a while for you to understand it. So how long do you think that is going to take, maybe Albert Okwuegbunam or even Noah Fant to get on that same page to be able to utilize their skill set and be excellent blockers to help Pat Shurmur and his one-back running game system?
I hope they can really get it by the midpoint of the season, and they're able to, just like you said, use their athletic ability because these guys are some incredible athletes and helping the running and the passing game. But, I mean, it's a complicated thing, man. It's something that you got to stay dedicated to. For me, I'm gonna mention, man, I had my tight end coach, Brian Ferriani, there, but I had a cheat. I had a tutor, too, and that was Shannon Sharp. The great Shannon Sharp, and that really accelerated my learning curve because there was a veteran there, a Hall of Famer, who understood it and took the time out for me. These guys don't have that veteran guy there. They're young guys and they're going to learn it on their own. So they got to learn it with each other. So it may be a longer learning curve for them. But when they do get comfortable, when they do get to that point where, hey, they can just go out there and just play and let their athletic ability shine. These guys, to me, they're gonna be the top two, two of the top guys in the league. I know they're chasing Kittle and my guy in
Travis Kelce. Yeah,
Travis Kelce. Yeah, those are my. I love those two. But these guys have as much ability as those guys have, but they're young guys.
Byron Chamberlain, former Broncos tight end, join us here, Nick and Cecil. It's a big fun Friday. And Byron, I swear we could talk to you all night about football, but I have to know, dude. I have to know. Super Bowl 33. It's shaping up. You got Minnesota going in and playing Atlanta. And I understand, especially from John's perspective, hey, beating up on Dan Reeves and Super Bowl 33 and you guys got it done. But the football fan in me, and of course, Broncos fan in me, super happy you guys got 33. But man alive, were you guys thinking, like, we want Minnesota want that offense? Or do you ever think, like, man, how would that Super Bowl have been, you know, more close? Because it wasn't close against the Falcons. You guys beat them up. But do you ever think about that, man? Because I've always wondered, like, and I ask, you know, you, ask Big Al, ask all the guys that won the ring in 33. It's like,
yeah.
Do you ever think about playing Minnesota in that game?
Let me ask you, what did Big Al say?
He loved it, of course. Yeah, loved it. Get after him, right?
Listen, would I have loved to play Minnesota? Yeah, they were the best team in the NFC as far as record-wise, as far as they were the most prolific offense. But, you know, it really didn't matter to us. We didn't really care. And that, like you said, that's more of a fan thing.
Right.
You know, fans wanted to see that matchup. We didn't care. The thing about it was, Our focus was just singular, and that was winning the Super Bowl, getting there and winning it, defending our crown. So it didn't matter if it was Atlanta, it didn't matter if it was Minnesota. Now I'm gonna tell you this. After my first 6 years in Denver, I went to go play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
And so I played with Chris Carter, Randy Moss, all those guys that were on that team, and they would always say, "Hey, man, if we would have saw you in the Super Bowl, it was a different album." I said, "No." I would always tell them, no, there's no way you guys would be. First of all, your weakness was your defense.
Right.
The weakness in that whole thing was their front seven. And I would always mention to them, 2,008 yards. If you couldn't stop 2,008 yards, number 30, yeah, in that backfield, you didn't have a chance. And when your weakness is your front seven, you're not going to – we could play keep away from you. We could run that ball. We would be committed to running number 30. And we'd give it to him 30 times that game and dare you to stop him. So I think it would have been a good game, but I think we would have dominated them. We would have won that game.
Mm.
You know what? You know, Byron, you have an interesting connection. There are three guys who went to Mizzou who are now currently playing for, you know, Denver professional franchises. You have Michael Porter Jr., you have Drew Locke, and you have Albert Okwuegbunam. But there's a certain bond that you share with Drew Locke that no one has really talked about. Can you kind of explain a little bit about that?
Well, to make me sound old, I played college ball with Drew Locke's father, Andy.
Oh, wow.
Andy Locke was the captain of our football team my freshman year at the University of Missouri. I love the guy. He was one of the guys that really embraced me as a freshman. Back then it was a different time. You know, now when you get these top-level freshmen that come in, these five-star recruits, they come in and play right away. No one wants to sit. But back then, you know, when you were recruited, it didn't matter who you were, they automatically just redshirted you. And you were there going to have a redshirt year and then 4 years to play. So for me, I was the only freshman that played. And so when we traveled on the road, I didn't have really many guys that were my age. Matter of fact, I was actually extra young. I was 17 in college my freshman year. So, but Andy being the captain of the team, man, and really seeing my talent, and he's one of the guys that took an interest in me, got to get to know me, it was incredible just to play with him. I remember when he, you know, had his baby boy, which is Drew. So, kind of known Drew his entire life, and I was so happy to see him get drafted in Denver. But yeah, his father, man, is a good friend of mine, and some of those memories from college, you know, you always cherish them for a lifetime.
Byron Chamberlain, former Broncos tight end, Super Bowl champion, join us here, Nick and Cecil. And Byron, before we let you go, I gotta give me a Nick Ferguson story. Everybody that comes on here. Tatum Bell, right? Yes. Champ Bailey.
Okay.
Chris Harris Jr., all these Broncos, all of them line up and they tell me something else about Nick Ferguson. So I know you got one.
I know you got a
Nick Ferguson story, man.
No, I'm going to tell you this. I love Nick Ferguson. That's the reason, you know, when Nick called me, hey, you want to do the show? Of course, Nick. There's no way I'm going to ever, you know, miss this thing for you. But I'm going to tell you this, man. I was a little disappointed in Nick. I was disappointed. Nick and I, actually, you lived about a block and a half away from each other in L.A.
Okay.
For years. Guess how many times I've been inside Nick's house? Once.
One.
Once. One. I'm like, Nick, you're my boy. Invite me over, man. Never.
Dude.
Never.
I got to say,
hey, you know what? One time I came to his house. He made me stay outside in the garage. I was like, I was parked in my car.
Oh my goodness!
I couldn't even get out and come in.
Oh my goodness!
I'm like, Nick, we're better than this.
Well, you know what? See what? What had happened was,
Craig.
Yeah. So I could not allow, you know, Byron in the house right away. So, you know, certain people, you know, you're friends with them, but it's just like, well, do you know them type of thing. So Byron was always jet setting and going places. So no, I couldn't. Hey man, really quickly before we let you go, like I said before, there are several guys here who went to Mizzou, but you have a very interesting take on the fact of championships and what that means for Mizzou players.
Oh yeah. Nick and I talked about this offline the other day. You know, I was saying that to him, you know, when I got drafted by the Broncos, you know, 3 years later, we're in the Super Bowl, we're winning it. Then you get a guy, Shane Ray, out of Missouri, first round draft pick. Shane comes there. A couple years later, what? The Broncos win a Super Bowl.
Boom.
So if I'm doing this correctly, Drew Locke entering his second year, you got Albert O there. Maybe in a couple more years, we could see the Broncos holding that Super Bowl trophy. If it does, then that means we need to draft more guys out of Mizzou.
Mizzou equals Super Bowl. I like it, Nate. I love it.
Saying.
Love talking football with Byron Chamberlain, former Broncos tight end and Super Bowl champion. Byron, a pleasure, my man. Thank you very much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
There's Byron Chamberlain on that Fireball VIP line. Said something very interesting about Drew Locke. We'll get to it next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.